Task 3. Kimberly is now interviewing Joseph Lee, who used to live in a squatter hut in Hong Kong. Complete the notes by filling in the missing information in the spaces provided. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. So, Mr. Lee, you were born in 1959, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I was born in December 1959. I used to live in Taihang. Before I moved to the United States, I'd lived in Taihang for more than 30 years.
Wow, more than 30 years. That's a long time. I bet you have some good memories of Taihang.
Yes, I have both good and bad memories. In the old days, Taihang was very different. It used to be a squatter area. My family and I lived in a tiny squatter hut in Taihang. That was my home for many years.
What was the most memorable day of your life in Taihang?
The most memorable day happened in 1966. My younger brother and I had just finished breakfast when my neighbor came and told us that a fire had started in one of the squatter huts on the hill slope. My father was at work and my mother had just gone out to buy food.
Was the fire serious?
Yes, it was. The fire destroyed most of the squatter area in Taihang. 2,000 people were killed, and 8,000 people were left homeless.
Oh dear, that's terrible.
My brother and I were terribly lucky to have survived, because my mother had locked us inside the house before she went out.
Oh no!
It was a common practice in the old days.
So, can you tell me the whole story from the beginning? How did the fire start?
Apparently, an old lady was cooking food that morning on a kerosene stove. You know, those cheap stoves that use kerosene as fuel.
Yes, I know. My grandmother used to have one at home. They are quite dangerous because they can be knocked over easily.
That's exactly what happened. The old lady knocked over the stove and she spilt the fuel on some newspaper. The fire started. Because squatter huts were mostly built of cheap materials like wood and metal sheets, the fire spread quickly.
So what happened to you and your brother? How did both of you escape from the fire?
Well, I didn't realize that the door was padlocked until my neighbor had left. I was very scared, and I didn't know what to do. By then, the fire had already spread to the squatter huts down the road. I knew it would spread to my home in no time. I had to do something to get us out of trouble.
Oh dear!
The whole area was engulfed in thick smoke and flames. I tried to open the door by kicking it, but it didn't work. I knew I had to break the lock.
And how did you do that?
I remember that my father had a really big hammer in the kitchen. So I went into the kitchen and found it. The hammer was quite heavy for me, as I was just a 7-year-old boy. I tried hammering the padlock with all my strength, but it didn't break. My younger brother was screaming and going hysterical. The sound we made must have caught the attention of a fireman, who rushed to help us. I passed the hammer to him through a gap underneath the door. By then, the thick smoke had made breathing really difficult. The fireman hammered the lock many times, but still couldn't break it.
My goodness! What happened then?
I was about to pass out when I heard a clank. The fireman finally broke the padlock with the hammer and opened the door. He gave us two wet towels and said to us, "Don't worry, you're safe."
So he saved both of you. What a hero.
Yes, he was my hero.
Wow, that really was an exciting story. Thanks so much again, Mr. Lee. I can't wait to tell the others.
I'm glad you liked it. I must say, I'm looking forward to seeing your video clip when it is done.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.